Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name's Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. We are certainly grateful for all the servicemen and servicewomen who give so much to keep our country protected, particularly those who have given their lives for the sake of our country. We jumped into our Wide Open World series. It's an annual series for us where we talk about missions, where this year that we're really talking around the theme of that the gospel is why we go. It's not just for extroverted Christians who seem to be a little bit better with people, but it's for all of us. There's no subpar junior varsity believers. We all think that changed people change the world. People who've been changed by the gospel, they change the world. And so in Romans chapter 10, right, we kind of laid this up against Romans 9. That's the immediate context where Paul's talking about God's sovereignty and salvation. In Romans 10, he's talking more about man's responsibility, your responsibility, my responsibility in salvation and in carrying this word of God, this gospel to the nations. And so we said three things on Sunday. First, pray like a parent. Secondly, think like a missionary. And third, rejoice like a teacher. So we talked about praying like a parent. We really just talked about the responsibility that we have in being prayerful for those who don't yet know Christ. The joy of participating in God's activity in somebody's life to come to Him is just amazing. Matter of fact, somebody who got baptized last week at our Lewis Center campus, I got a call on Sunday from a friend who said, "Hey, I was watching your service and we started praying for that family 15 years ago." And just, you know, being able to see the fruit of those prayers that have risen up in front of the Father, that He's honoring today prayers that have been prayed years and years ago. So we took time to pray out loud in our service, the whole body praying together for people. I offered up a couple of apps that are helpful in organizing your prayers for lost people. My prayers, so one was Bless Every Home. The other is called gotquestions.org. If you think, man, I'm going to be asked some tough questions if I begin to pray and share the gospel. It's a site that I used often. So I hope those are a good resource to you. Secondly, we talked about thinking like a missionary. You know, Paul talked about his brothers and their misinformed zeal. They had zeal, but not according to knowledge. They were passionate, but his Hebrew brothers and sisters were passionate about the wrong things. And so we talked about this idea that we have to understand the cultural moment that we live in and the cultural lies that we face. I've tried to stress to our congregation, listen, we don't have missionaries. We are missionaries. Now, are there people who express a vocational calling to go to the nations? Yes. But that's just one kind of missions. As a believer, we are all missionaries. We all participate in the gospel's movement towards the world. And so we took time to talk about our Wide Open World offering that'll be coming up in 3 weeks. Where, you know, annually our church budgets off of 51 weeks a year, and the 52nd week, all of that, 100% of what's given goes to missions. And so that'll be coming up in 3 weeks. And if you have any questions about where we're going on trips, which trips are open, access, if you would like to go, if you have questions about the offering, any of that, you can just text the word missions, that word, to 75642, and we'll reach out to you. The third thing that we talked about is rejoicing like a teacher. Paul says, listen, for being ignorant of the righteousness of God, seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. He specifically nails the cultural problem with the Jewish people not coming to faith. They thought they needed to follow the law and show up at the synagogue. And I just thought how true it is that this cultural lie hasn't really changed all that much in, you know, the last couple of millennia. If you were to ask me what the cultural lie today in America is, the predominant cultural lie is that to be a Christian, you need to go to church and not do bad things. So very similar to what people were doing in Paul's day. So what's the gospel problem there? Well, attending a church building doesn't make anybody a Christian, just like going to an Ohio State football game doesn't get you a jersey, a helmet, and a national championship ring. Now, Paul says your standing has to be changed from unrighteous to righteous. Unrighteous, how we are born into this world spiritually, to righteous through Christ's work on the cross, how we are reborn spiritually. And then he says in verse 4 that Christ is the end of the law for everyone who believes. So we can rejoice like a teacher. If you've ever seen a teacher, a teacher's joy whenever a student that they've been instructing gets the concept, right? And so Paul takes this massive Aaron Judge-like swing at the law. And as people in their culture got it, the punctuation mark of Paul's gospel argument is that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Because Christ fulfilled the law, you and I don't have to fulfill it. We can live in joy. So we rejoice, right? Like a teacher. So I'm going to pray those three realities into our day and that we can live from that same perspective of joy. And then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, we do pray today. We pray for our neighbors and we pray for the nations, people that we know and our families and our friends, our coworkers who need you. And God, we're asking boldly that you would use us in the process. At minimum, our prayers, but God, we want God conversations. We want those moments where we can speak for you. And so God, I pray that you'll grant them to us. Give us understanding. Give us zeal that is informed, zeal that is according to knowledge, to have the understanding, God, that we are your, that we are your missionaries. And so God, that we will think it, we'll speak it, and we'll give towards it. And then God, that we would live in your joy, that God, that heaven will be incredible, that we will meet people there that we have no idea, God, that we that maybe ever came to faith because we had the opportunity to pray with them or for them, that maybe people who, God, because we invested in a specific place and specific ministry, our church financially, that maybe people come to faith and we get to meet them someday in eternity. God, will you remind us today that changed people changed the world? Now you take the opportunity to pray.